Christine Ahern is today's show reporter at the airport. Christine, what's happened?
Look, I can tell you that all Bonza flights have been cancelled this morning. We've been checking right around the country, each airport to airport, but I can just confirm that there is not one single Bonza plane that has taken off this morning, and that follows on from days of speculation about the airline's future. It is not looking good. I'd like to definitively tell you about Bonza's future. However, the airline has not responded to our repeated requests. We put in multiple phone calls, but they haven't gotten back to us. I can tell you that passengers at Melbourne Airport that were about to take off from Gladstone this morning at 6 a.m. They were at the gate, ready to take off, and they were told, your plane's not going. We'll talk to you later. But they've been left in the dark. I'm just going to quickly ask Tracy on the phone. Where were you off to, Tracy, this morning?
Gladstone.
You're at Gladstone, and what were you told?
I was told that I wasn't told anything to start with.
So you were told nothing, and you were told then you're...
The lady next door told me that it's been cancelled.
It's been cancelled. So I've got a passenger here, Tracy, who was also on that Gladstone flight, ready to take off and told the flight has been cancelled. So the passengers and crew, it's not looking good.
That's brilliant work, Christine. Has there been any hint of this?
Look, there has. Just over the last couple of days, and even a week ago, opposition transport spokesperson Bridget McKenzie actually urged Anthony Albanese to do all he could to make sure that the airline was viable. So that is the first hint, I suppose, that we got that all wasn't well with Bonza, and there has been a couple of days of speculation. But this, of course, now with all flights cancelled this morning and passengers being left in the dark, it is just not a good future for Bonza at this stage.
So at the airport, Christine, I assume people are picking up their luggage. And, well, the first port of call would be, I assume, Virgin and Qantas and Jetstar.
This passenger's now at Jetstar trying to get on another flight. I went down to the Bonza check-in, and they've got the two check-ins there that are normally say Bonza. Bonza's been taken off, and Melbourne Airport is now on the sign.
No.
So the Bonza checkout has been closed. All passengers are no longer at Bonza. They're at Jetstar, Virgin, even Qantas, trying to get to their destination.
The Bonza signage has been taken down.
It's on a computerised screen. Normally, when you go and you see the computerised screen with Bonza on it, that's now no longer on there. Instead, it says Melbourne Airport.
Not so Bonza. Good on you, Christine. Great work. Christine Ahern, Today Show reporter.